Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent with today's question that asks about fasting. What does it bring to mind for you? For some, it's a way to lose weight. Others spiritualize it a little bit by fasting from movies or the internet. Only a few New Testament passages even address fasting, but they still leave some listeners, like our friend Michelle, wondering whether it's a command. She asks, when Jesus talked about fasting in Matthew 6, he didn't say, if you fast, but he said, when you fast. Was Jesus saying fasting isn't optional for believers, but required? How about it, John?
Well, a straightforward answer is this, that biblically speaking, there was only one required fast in Judaism. All other fasts were purely voluntary. And there is no New Testament command to fast. So it carries on that same perspective. Fasting is a choice made by a believer. Now, I want to add that fasting is associated with prayer. In fact, it would be associated with what we would call importune prayer or passionate, intense times of prayer. And I think that's exactly the way the Lord intended it to function. When a believer is caught up in a profound issue which exacts from the heart of that believer intense commitment to pray and cry out to God and plead to God, fasting is an absolutely obvious corollary to that because you have no appetite, because you're totally focused on the petitions of your heart. The fact that we don't fast more is a testimony to the fact that we don't pray those kinds of intense prayers, which means we become indifferent to the great spiritual struggles that go on. But fasting is a choice.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from Matthew, or to ask your question, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.